Hello, guys and dolls. My name is Mirka. This is on a positive note. So, I had taken a little bit of a hiatus, I guess, because I wasn't sure how well interests were being garnered in this thing. Also, I wasn't really sure of how to market it. So, I've been studying and doing a couple of things. Also, I've been looking into online schooling. I've been doing a couple of things with my personal life, and I will get into it later. I just, I'm welcoming you to the show. So this week's topic is going to be, drummer please, it's going to be body positivity, self-esteem, and manifesting that. My first episode I did, the whole manifesting things, manifesting your life. So now we're gonna delve deeper into, I guess, the parts of our lives that we can manifest positivity in. And that one huge one I can think of is body positivity and self-esteem. I know that I haven't always had the best self-esteem. Actually, my self-esteem is kind of low. But on the flip side of that, actually, is kind of funny because I do everything to be in the spotlight. Like, I took dance when I was younger. I took theater. I've done multiple poetry readings, open mic nights, just being in, oh, performing on Fremont Street as a clown. There's been a couple of things that I've done, that were just, fun because I wanted just to, grab my 5 seconds of fame. And I was doing it for all the wrong reasons, obviously. But, I look back on those times and I'm like, wow, I actually had the positivity and the self-esteem to do that kind of stuff. However, on the flip side of that, it's a place that I felt like I could, with the theater thing, you can put on that mask, that character, and just hide behind that character. And I liked the ideal of that, and that's why I took theater for a long time, and that's why I love doing impressions still to this day. Disney should own, or should know me, and own me. Sorry, that was terrible. All right, so let's get a little bit back on topic. So body positivity, self-esteem, manifesting it, thinking about it, having it. It's hard, and it's hard to keep. It's hard to have high self-esteem when, you have low self-esteem and you're consistently looking at these images on social media. Even images of your friends who are posting on whatever social media platform they have. And they're, I hate using that word. They're, what is it? Fixing their images. They're, I like natural, I like to see somebody's naturalness, their natural beauty, their individuality. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit later, embracing your individuality, because that's also important too. And if you don't have the self-esteem to do that, I guess you really can't embrace your individuality because you're not comfortable with yourself enough to just let it all fly out there. That takes a lot of positive mentality. It really does. So with that being said, I'm going to implore you. I'm going to move my desk. Sorry. I'm going to implore you to make a more positive routine for yourself, whether that be making positive affirmations for yourself in the mornings and sticking them up on the mirror with post-its, or just even writing a list down of the 10 things that you love about yourself. Doing things to, just make yourself feel better, because honestly, it is all about mindset. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you say you're going to have a bad day, you're gonna have a bad day. Well, if you say, well, I don't look right today, I've got this going on, and this person looks so much better than I do, and God, I can't stand this about myself. You just look, I'm the queen of self-deprecation. I love picking on myself, but it comes to a point where enough is enough, and you have to love yourself and the qualities about yourself that makes you who you are. And I kind of want to quote Fred Rogers here, but like, there's only one of you in the whole wide world, and that's what makes you you and special. In any case, so I'm gonna readjust myself on my squeaky couch in my studio, and I'm going to start another segment very shortly. Please, you guys, if you have high self-esteem, it's great. Please help somebody else have high self-esteem. If you don't have high self-esteem and nobody has told you today, you are beautiful and you are worth it. And I'm going to touch a lot more on that with the positive affirmations, and where I learned a lot of this stuff. So please stay tuned. My name's Mirka. This is a on a positive note, and we'll talk to you in a minute. Hello, guys and dolls. My name's Mirka. This is on a positive note. Part two of my body positivity and self-esteem is going to be women supporting women. I recently am sober. I struggled with addiction for about 25 years. I went to a recovery center November of last year. I ended up getting 5 months sober, and then unfortunately I relapsed. I guess I wasn't done out there. After that little, outing, I went back in to treatment July 14th of this year. So 7/14/21, that's my new sobriety date. It is actually almost my 6 months next week. I am ridiculously happy about that. I don't think I've been clean for myself for a long time. I know I haven't. And we'll explore that topic in a later podcast. So the second recovery center that I went to was nothing but women. And it was women based, and my preconceived notion was awful about going to this place. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to tell you even what I said about going. But when I got there, it was the height, or the low end of the pandemic, but we still had to be quarantined. I did end up getting COVID. That was August 8th of this year. So I actually moved into that treatment center on August 3rd. I went to a detox facility before that, my old treatment center, the one I went to before. And they had my program had transferred me to this other facility that was strictly for women. So it was crazy. It was way different than anything that I had ever expected. But the one thing that I really enjoyed the most about this was our family time in the morning. We would all sit around in the circle in the giant room, and we would, do positive affirmations about ourselves. There was nights where we would do compliment slips and, compliment the other girls, and it was a pretty eye-opening experience because in my honest opinion and in my experiences, I don't know what that was, if that recorder caught that, that boom boom. Anyway, so we'll just keep talking. In my experiences, I've never really gotten along with many women, and mostly it was because of, jealousy issues, or, me thinking that they wanted ulterior motives and shit. Pardon my French. But I never really got along with women. But I can say, after walking out of there after almost 75 days, I was embraced and loved and respected in this facility, and I had a great amount of love, respect, and care for the girls that, and the, no, I'm sorry, the women that were in my presence there, and that I was in presence of both staff and the women that were also fellow in treatments. There was never more of an eclectic mix that I had ever really been in and lived with. But each and every one of these women are beautiful, and they've got stories, and some of them were so painful. But it all helped me grow, you know? And I am thankful for that growth. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to go through that growth. My time there, I was voted to council position. My council position included facilitating a group on how to be well, both mentally and physically, and how to eat better. And it was amazing. It was a great opportunity. And I gained a lot of respect from both the staff and the rest of the women there, and I really enjoyed my time being there, despite what I thought about it in the first place. So, one of the things that we did, like I said, in the mornings was the positive affirmations about ourselves, and we would say two things, our two positive affirmations, like, "I am beautiful and I am worth it," or "You've got this," and "You're gonna do great." You know, it was that positivity to hold on to you in the morning, and it really made you go through the day being very positive. And I think that would be a really good routine to start working on for people who don't exactly have a good self image or low self esteem or a bad, bad body positivity, I guess, or bad or body negativity, I guess you'd call it. So I implore you to make a new routine, a new positive routine for yourself, whether it be eating correctly, whether it be exercising, whether it be writing your sticky notes. I like the sticky note method myself. It's nice and easy when you're putting on your makeup just to like look around the mirror and seeing you're beautiful, you are worth it, easy breezy beautiful, cover girl. It's just, it's a really, really nice thing to be positive. It makes you feel better. It makes me feel better. I've never been one to, like I was explaining earlier, to be body positive or have high self-esteem. I'm working on it. It's definitely it's been an uphill struggle, but I'm getting better at it. So, with that being said, I'm gonna let you go. And I'm going to do another segment here in just a few moments. I'm going to warm up my coffee cup, though. You guys, it was awesome chatting with you, and I will talk to you in just a little bit. My phone's acting weird. So, I tried to shut my phone out, but it wonked out. So, we're gonna try this again. Guys, dolls, pals, gals, welcome, welcome. My name is Marka. This is on a positive note. Segment three, we're gonna do some positive affirmations. We're gonna give you some ideas for routines that you can start. We're also going to just give. If you can't do anything, at least just be nice to somebody. Offer a helping hand. With the holidays approaching, and actually we're fully in them right now, It's nice to have a smile. Sometimes a smile can save somebody's life. Today I was at the bus stop. I was coming home, and there was a little old man who reminded me of my grandfather, and he was kind of standing on this rocky hill. It wasn't really a hill. I mean, it was like a 3 foot drop, but still at a 76-year-old man who's probably had a hip replacement or a knee surgery done, it was probably not a good idea for him to be standing on that hill or attempt to walk down it. So I kind of offered my arm, and in the age of COVID, I was like apprehensive about doing it even, but he was really sweet, and he was like, "Oh my goodness, I was actually just thinking about how I was going to make it down." And we struck up a nice conversation. I felt so much better after that. I mean, I was already feeling pretty good before because I just got new conditioner, and I know it's kind of a weird thing that conditioner makes me happy, but it was $5 and it was big bottles that were on sale. Suave. Almond and shea butter. Yeah, but I felt so much better after doing that because I know if I was in his position, I would want somebody to help me down or just, smile at me. It can kind of be a lonely world, and also with COVID, it's been a lonely world. We haven't had much warm face-to-face contact or even body contact, really. So it was just a nice thing to feel like it was getting back to being human again. So my new routines, I've been doing the positive affirmations, actually. It's part of my gratitude journal that I've been working on. I actually haven't been doing it lately. My bad. So positive affirmations are a big thing for me because it makes me feel better. It's again that whole I'm gonna have a good day thing, and then you're gonna have a good day. If you think bad, you're gonna have bad. It's in my life it's present. We're gonna give you some ideas for routines. I would say do some ab crunch squat challenges. Pardon me, I just banged my desk. You could also do belly dancing. I've actually found out that that's one of my little passion slash hobby things. And it's also really, really good for getting you trimmer in your midsection if that is what you're looking for. I don't do squats because ow my knees and ow my thighs and ow my hips. But I do a couple other things also. So that is the end of this segment. And we're going to come back and we're going to do one more segment before we wrap the show up. Thanks for joining. Talk to you in a minute. Hello, pals and gals. This is Murica on a positive note. So last segment is embracing your individuality. And this is hard for a lot of people with, I believe, with low self-esteem, because if you don't love yourself, you can't really be yourself. You hide behind that mask that you create. You hide behind the walls that you erect. And to me, being stuck in addiction for so long, it may be part arrested development, possibly, but I'm ready to let my freak flag fly. I'm ready to embrace that individuality that I've always had. Loving that spotlight, loving being in that moment. I love drag culture. I love watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I would, in my younger days, I actually had one of my ex-boyfriends, embrace his individuality, and he ended up turning gay or being gay. And, I was just, I guess, his catalyst. We developed a very close bond, a very close friendship, and he actually went on to win a title, in competition or pageantry. That's what got me started in the drag culture. I was also performing Rocky Horror Picture Show at the time at one of our theaters here in Las Vegas. And this was like 20 years ago. That cast still performs to this day. But I do not lo no I don't perform on it any longer. But even then, I didn't have the highest self-esteem, but that I had the ability to get up there and, put myself out there in some very risque clothing, might I add. I love Broadway. I love performing. I love writing poetry. I love doing open mic. I play the auto harp. I love doing special effects makeup. There's a lot of things that intricately weave the delicate fabric that is me. And I've learned to embrace myself and the awesome person that I am. And it took me a long time to find out who that awesome person really is. And I'm loving her every day. She gives me life, girl. So with that being said, that is the last segment that I have for you. I'm gonna come back to you one more for the thanks, and we will see you guys on the flip side.